The aliens that killed John Krasinski are back in A Quiet Place 2. All right, we have a quick take review.
Yeah, so Jose and myself, we watched it. You did not?
No, I was busy. Like, I don't know if you could see this, but like some dude jerked through a bunch of needles at me and pricked my eye.
The prick got the prick.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I mean.
No.
Oh, no. Oh,
no. It was no fun. There we go. Now we're back to even.
All right. So we're there. All right. So with The Quiet Place 2, just like you said, they're the aliens that killed the ever so lovable John Krasinski.
Mm-hmm.
And as I said with this movie, just right off the bat, I'll say it could have been handled by the first. This was definitely what felt like a money grab for me.
Oh, so you mean like it should just ended at the first?
Oh, yeah. Even the ending of this one, I don't know about you, but the ending of this one for me, I was like, ah, so much left.
Now, did they send Sigourney Weaver in with the Colonial Marines to try and stop the aliens?
No, there are no avatars in this one.
Okay, no avatars.
No 7 foot tall blue people.
No.
But
no chest bursting.
No, but there was things being stabbed in the back.
Okay.
There's alien just head bursting.
Alien head bursting.
Yeah, so you know.
Was this in the first one?
So this also happened in the first one at the end. So we figure out in the first one how to kill these things. And that's exactly where the movie starts off. It doesn't start off there. After a whole intro with John Krasinski showing us how the heck these aliens even came to be in this place, which was small town America. It was baseball game, kids are playing, everybody's grilling, having hot dogs, having a great time, people are listening to the news, watching stuff. John Krasinski is buying fruits.
Yeah,
literally
buying pears,
apples, orange slices.
Yeah, buying stuff for the game to go meet his wife. And so he's walking,
getting some fruit for my wife.
Yeah, so he gets the apples. He got some zapples. So
he like these apples.
Yeah. So he gets the apples and then he goes over and he meets his wife at the game, his kids playing it. And all of a sudden after 5 minutes of nonsense, you see this giant meteor entering the stratosphere.
Where John Krasinski was?
Yeah.
Wait, so he was there at the epicenter?
He was there at the epicenter.
Was this a new revelation or do we know this in the first one?
We don't know this in the first one. So we see glimpses.
So this is another Mummy Returns thing where everybody was part of it from the beginning.
Yeah. Yeah. So what? Yeah.
Oh,
so,
I hate that.
Here's the thing though. Like,
that's how they brought him back.
Wait, what?
He technically died. He died in the first one.
Oh, he's actually back.
He's back.
Oh, he's back in a flashback.
Yeah, exactly. There you go.
Not just that. They also threw in a little snippet of what was going to happen. I don't know if you remember when he walks into the grocery store. Or that little mom and pop.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. A lot of foreshadowing goes on. So, you know, the kid's spaceship that goes off and, you know, is essentially what kills the kid. Do you remember the first one at all?
No. Okay. I actually didn't see the first one for some reason.
This guy. Anyway.
I watched RoboCop again.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fine.
RoboCop is good.
Yeah.
Anyway, so this movie, it just feels like it was a J.R.R. Tolkien version of the first version. So J.R.R. Tolkien, the guy that wrote
Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings, way too long for what it needed to be, although I do love those movies and books. It just felt like it didn't need to be. Like, you didn't need the first one. So these are my notes right here. I just said the movie starts with rather quick buildup as if it's trying to give us a recap on the movie we watched just a few years back. I was like, that was it. That was like I feel like that was like the hardest hitting thing of the entire movie. The intro.
Do you remember? I think it was either a movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger or
Collateral Damage.
No, there was this Eraser? Movie where
Kindergarten Cop. Pumping Iron.
He has like a daughter.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That's the zombie one. Nope. She's like a zombie.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
And he's like trying to take her somewhere or something. It reminded me of that, or even
with the girl from Little Miss Sunshine.
Wow, I do not recall this movie.
I do. What the hell are you talking about?
She was I don't know.
No, what about? Where were we going with that?
Well, this felt kind of like one of those movies because, you know, the movie is about the daughter going on her adventure to save.
Like a coming of age movie in a weird twisted way.
But she had the friend, you know, the family friend there with her.
Oh, yeah.
To like help her. So it was like both of them traveling.
Played by Cillian Murphy as Emmett.
Yes. So Emmett was there with her on her travels.
Yeah.
So it felt like, you know, like it's these two people, which reminded me of The Last of Us, the video game, the first one.
Where Maggie.
Yeah, Maggie, that one.
Yeah.
Yes, it reminded me of that.
Okay. So, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah,
but no, that's cool.
Yeah, it reminded me like of other stuff, kind of like the way Black Widow reminded everybody of other movies. This one felt like one of those, but where they tried to like put their whole Quiet Place spin on
it. I could kind of see that. The one thing that really made this movie feel a little different than the first one was we have multiple storylines happening now.
Really?
Yeah.
They Tarantino'd it?
A little bit. Kind of like Crash. You remember Crash?
I hated Crash.
Exactly. I enjoyed this movie. I mean, I'm going to say I enjoyed it. It was more than I expected because I expected nothing. But it was, you get now, like, because she's walking, going to do her thing to find this cure for these aliens, which cure we mean kill them, is she realizes that, she realizes that her earpiece, when connected to a mic, creates a crazy sound, just like the same thing you would get when you connect this.
Oh, feedback.
Yeah, feedback. Mm-hmm. Speaker to speaker stuff. And the aliens don't like it. And they also can't swim, a la M. Night Shyamalan.
We can't get away from that guy.
Yeah, God. So, anyway, they figure out. they end up just killing the aliens with sound and a shotgun.
Wait. She also stabbed one in the face?
It didn't make sense.
This movie sound. I don't know.
It was.
I enjoyed it.
I will tell you right now.
They did a lot of dumb stuff.
So you know what? You know what other aliens died by sound, right? There's two other kinds of aliens. Number one, Mars Attacks aliens.
Oh yeah,
Mars Attacks aliens. And number two, the aliens from Star Trek Beyond.
Wow, I do not remember that.
Yeah, they played the Beastie Boys.
Yes,
to destroy the aliens.
Okay, yep, to destroy the horde. Of the way. That was a slow one for me. I freaking love that movie too.
Which one, Beastie Boys?
Beastie Boys, Star Trek Beyond, Beastie Boys all day. But so for me, I'm just going to get right to it. I gave the movie a solid B-. And the reason I gave it a B- was, well, this movie was able to fill a void. I was unaware I needed filling. Like I said, the story was enjoyable. The intense highs and not too low lows were a perfect little balance. In the words of Anton Ego from Pixar's Ratatouille, I was left hungry for more, which I took completely out of context. But his voice just sells it. If you've seen Ratatouille, you hear this guy, you know what he's saying. All I can say is a sad John Williams wrote the sound score to this.
What did you think of it?
Man,
what was your
I enjoyed it. Wish I gave it a B+. I think it was a good movie. It was not as necessary, but it was solid. The story was good. Yeah. It had a lot of dumb moments. So many dumb moments. Like, especially with the brother. Like, he annoyed me so many times.
Yeah.
Like, he abandons the baby. He goes up to, like, the third floor for no reason. Even though he has a hurt leg, he's, like, exploring a building.
Yeah.
And one thing I found weird was, why is the wife up there? Like, that led to nothing.
Yeah, it was a lot of dead space here.
How was Cillian Murphy?
He was good. As a rough and tumble, you know, American from a small town.
He played an American dude?
Yeah. Trucker cap, grizzly beard. I was like, dude, you can't even hear your accent.
I think my Cillian Murphy first experience was everyone else's. Do you know what it was?
Also, hold on real quick. Digimon Hansu was also in this movie. That dude's in everything.
Oh, he's cool. But Cillian Murphy, he was 28 Days Later guy.
28 Days Later. Yeah, and he's a Peaky Blinder.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff.
And he was the Scarecrow.
Scarecrow, yep.
But this movie seems a lot like 28 Days Later to me, you know, kind of post-apocalyptic.
I'd rather watch 28 Days Later.
Yeah, that movie reinvented the horror
zombie
genre. Anyway, well, that was A Quiet Place 2. Bit of a medium recommendation there by the Gruesome Twosome.
Soft one.
Entertaining.
Yeah, okay.
Wish we had a sound guy, though.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, me too. It's too bad we don't.
For some reason, this doesn't feel like a recommendation. Yeah, you know, it's okay. You know, I don't know what those guys were doing.
If you really like the first one and you want to have like some origin story about where they came from.
I'm not feeling the whole John Krasinski was behind it all along kind of thing.
No.
You know,
he wasn't behind it. He was just in it.
He was just at the epicenter, which means he should have died first.
Yeah.
Right?
He legit dodged one death strike after another somehow with his... Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway.
Watch it. Hey, you can watch it for free on Paramount Plus.
Yeah, 7 days.
7 day free.
Get
trial.
On that Star Trek too.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm your host, Mark Rubalcaba, joined by the Gruesome Twosome. We will catch you next time in the Clubhouse Movies Podcast.